17 Iranians under arrest.
Accused of being CIA spies.
Message to Puerto Rico's governor.
We're not asking to compromise with you, sir. We want you out.
A winner at the British Open in Northern Ireland.
It's like something that I couldn't believe was happening to me.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Iran claims it's broken up a CIA spy ring, arresting 17 people recruited to gather up information on Iran's nuclear and military sites. Correspondent Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk.
Iranian intelligence officials claiming the 17 Iranian nationals all worked at military and nuclear facilities. State media reporting some of the suspects have been sentenced to death. Earlier this year, Tehran had claimed to have broken up a CIA spy ring. The timing of today's announcement, though, did not happen in a geopolitical vacuum.
Oh, Vicky, you're referring to Iran's seizure of a British oil tanker over the weekend?
Exactly. That tanker now flying an Iranian flag. Iranian officials effectively confirming this was retaliation for Britain's part and impounding an Iranian oil tanker off Gibraltar, allegedly on a sanctions-busting voyage to Syria. British Prime Minister Theresa May is holding an emergency meeting of her security cabinet. She's discussing a possible response. Until now, she's been resisting pressure to join U.S. plans to ramp up maritime security in the Gulf. Deborah?
Up to a million people are expected to protest in San Juan, a day after Governor Ricardo Rosselló said he would not seek re-election, but wouldn't resign either. He's under growing pressure over a leaked online chat that included homophobic, sexist remarks about his critics. Correspondent David Begno is in the Capitol.
Protesters blocked the only entrance to a government building in Guaynabo, where the governor had met with mayors from his party. The governor was able to get out, but there were some lawmakers who were trapped. Police moved in after a couple of hours, using smoke bombs and pepper spray to disperse the crowd.
Continued protests in Hong Kong over a controversial extradition bill. CBS's Remy Innocencio.
Hong Kong convulsed in a new night of chaos, as the city seems to be spiraling further out of control. Protesters clad in black with faces covered again blocked roads and squared off with police. At the same time, new violence erupted near Hong Kong's border with mainland China. Videos showed a mob of men dressed in white, believed to be members of Hong Kong's triad gangs, beating pro-democracy protesters and passengers in a subway station with sticks and bats.
Israeli demolition crews have begun destroying dozens of Palestinian homes in East Jerusalem. After a years-long battle, the country's Supreme Court ruled they were built too close to the West Bank separation border. Record triple-digit heat gives way to downpours. CBS's Meg Oliver is in New Brunswick, New Jersey, where a construction crane collapsed during violent weather.
Severe thunderstorms breaking the weekend's sweltering heat wave are now threatening millions from Tennessee to New England with heavy rain and flash flooding. Powerful winds brought down trees from Minnesota to Michigan, damaging homes and causing power outages impacting hundreds of thousands.
Equifax has agreed to pay $575 million for the 2017 data breach that exposed the personal information, Social Security numbers, birthdays of almost 150 million U.S. consumers. $130 million will fund credit monitoring services. The debate isn't quieting down over President Trump's tweets about four congresswomen of color. Correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Perpetuating the controversy, keeping it alive into a second week, the president yesterday tweeted, "I don't believe the four congresswomen are capable of loving our country." His senior advisor, Stephen Miller, was on Fox News Sunday.
These four congresswomen detest America as it exists, as it is currently constructed.
Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings told ABC that send her back chants last week reminded him of what he heard in Baltimore in 1962.
Go home. You don't belong here.
He was asked if he believes the president is a racist.
Yes, no doubt about it.
A CBS News poll shows 6 in 10 Americans disagree with the president's initial tweets on the matter. But among Republicans, more than 80% sign on to what Mr. Trump said. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
The body of former Justice John Paul Stevens will lie in repose at the Supreme Court today. He served almost 35 years and died last week at the age of 99. Burial is tomorrow at Arlington National Cemetery. A school in a former coal mining community in Pennsylvania is threatening to put kids in foster care if their parents don't settle up their school lunch debt. Dozens of families have gotten letters from the Wyoming Valley West School District, surprising even the vice president of the school board, Dave Usavage.
Everything in that letter, the only thing that was missing was when we're going to put them in cages and send them to Mexico. And I was a little concerned with that. That was harsh.
The school's director of federal programs says the district just can't absorb the $22,000 outstanding. Georgie, Jeter, and the rest of the old gang were among the 55,000 fans who watched as retired Yankees relief pitcher Mariano Rivera was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York.
I was grateful to the good Lord that allowed me to play in New York with the greatest fans and end up my career the way I did.
Pride in Emerald Isle, CBS's Steve Futterman from Port Rush.
Hello, shit, Larry!
This was a win not just for a man, but for two countries and one island.
The champion golfer of the year is Shane Larry.
In many parts of Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, there is celebration. This was the first British Open to take place in Northern Ireland since 1951. The problems here, what they call the Troubles, prevented it from coming back before this. And the symbolism of the win made many fans emotional.
Well, I think it sends a message that we are getting a bit better. You know, there isn't as many contentions as what there used to be in the past.
Shane Lowry was in his own wonderland walking down the 18th fairway.
Crowd's gone wild, singing ole ole. It's like something that I couldn't believe was happening to me.
As for the expected celebration...
Oh, I see a big one, a long one. Probably a year-long one.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, at the British Open in Port Rush, Northern Ireland.
There's a proposal to let kids take time off for a breather.
Students in Oregon will now be allowed to miss school for mental health days. The new law is intended to change the stigma around mental health. Utah passed a similar law last year. Oregon has one of the country's highest suicide rates. It's the second leading cause of death among those aged 10 through 34 in the state. Youth activists lobbied for the new law. They say they drew their inspiration from the national youth-led movement after last year's Parkland school shooting. Bud Mishkin, CBS News.
It's good to be king, but don't believe everything you see.
Oh, I just can't wait.
The Lion King has clawed its way to new box office records, but does all that CGI technology show audiences what life is really like in the African savannah? Zoologists and lion researchers tell the New York Times it's females like Sarabi that rule the pride, not males like Mufasa and Simba. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday, July 22nd. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.